Entertain a motion to come back into regular session from recess.
You got her.
Second.
Motion is second. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place for the zoning hearings before County Council. And when we hold these public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative in nature because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain the application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're requested to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is conditional use number 1964 on behalf of Salman P. Chowdhury Trading as Master Tires. Mr. Lang?
Yes. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for used car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 37,500 square feet, more or less, lying east of U.S. Route 113 and 300 feet north of North Bedford Street extended, and more specifically identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 1-35, map 14, parcel 65. For the benefit of council, I passed down surveys of the property. The survey shows the existing service station and some signage here on site. There's also a service station was created prior to zoning jurisdiction. On November 9th of 1971, Sussex County Levy Court approved conditional use number 26 for Hester L. Monroe to erect an addition to that service station, and the applicant is now requesting permission to sell used cars on the site. I was advised that advised the commission that the property owner had been previously cited several times for this activity, that the owner had attempted to apply for annexation to the town of Georgetown, but later withdrew his annexation proposal, and that this applicant is actually the tenant trying to bring the site into compliance. and his intent is to sell used cars. We did receive comments from DelDOT on February 19th of 2013 with no contention to this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division on June 26th of 2013. And they only suggested that the applicant, if he's interested in Central Sewer, to contact the town of Georgetown. We did receive one letter in support from Richard E. Snyder, referencing the character and professionalism of the tenant. Mr. Chihare was present and gave testimony. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application and did defer action for further consideration. On July 11th of 2013, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1964 for Salmon P. Chaudre, trading as Master Tires, for used car sales based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is the location of a gas and service station that predates zoning. It is currently used for tire sales. The proposed use as a small used car sales facility is consistent with the historic use of the property. Two, the site is near the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and North Bedford Street Extended. This type of use is appropriate for a location such as this. Three, there are other commercial uses and zonings in the vicinity, including shopping centers, a Walmart, radio stations, lumber yards, etc. Four, the proposed use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Five, the use in this location is a benefit to Sussex County residents by providing a used car sales facility along a major roadway nearly adjacent to the town limits of Georgetown. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use of the used car sales facility is in addition to the existing use of the tire sales store. B, there shall be no more than 10 cars for sale at any one time from the site. C, the location of the cars for sale shall be paved or stoned and shall be shown on the final site plan. All cars on display shall be located on the paved or stoned area. D, the tires on the site must be enclosed or fenced so that they cannot be seen from roadways or neighboring properties. The location of these storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any large trash cans or dumpsters on the site shall also be enclosed so they are screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. F, any lighting on the used car sales area of the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or roadways. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of the record, I've received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date on this application. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council?
I will note that I do not see the applicant present.
Is the applicant present today?
The applicant's aware and has been reminded that today is the date and time for the public hearing.
If there is no applicant, there is no record being made before the council today.
That's correct. Well, let's defer on it to do the next one, and we can always.
Okay.
Can't we do that?
Can we give
them some time and see if anybody shows up?
Since we have actually read the information in, why don't we have a motion to defer until after this? Next year.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Wilson,
until
after the next public hearing, might follow this afternoon.
That'd be fine. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion?
No.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
So yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is change of zone number 1731, CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside. Mr. Fuqua.
This is actually an ordinance to modify condition number 24 imposed on ordinance number 2110 for change of zone number 1694. The application of CMF Bayside LLC for the Americana Bayside. A MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planning community, and to allow revised commercial entrance location and actually a left turn as may be approved by DelDOT for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 in Sussex County for land lying at the north, or excuse me, southwest corner of Route 54 and Americana Parkway across from Zion Church Road, and being more specifically identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 19, parcel 16. We heard comments from DLDOT, and they have provided a concept plan of the new entrance configuration with their comments and voiced no objection. County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division provided comments. Mr. Fuquay was present and gave testimony, and also submitted a copy of a corrected ordinance, condition number 24. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application on June 27th of 2013. There was a motion and second, and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration. That motion carried 5-0. On July 11th of 2013, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of the ordinance to modify condition number 24 imposed by ordinance number 2110 for change of zone number 1694 for CMF Bayside LLC to allow a revised commercial entrance location, left turn, as may be approved by DLDOT based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, DLDOT controls the roadways and entrances. In this case, DLDOT has reviewed the proposal to change the configuration of this entrance from the current rights-in, rights-out configuration on Route 54 to the proposed left-in, rights-in, rights-out configuration. According to DLDOT's April 1st, 2013 letter, there is no objection to this change of the entrance configuration. And number two, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance to modify condition number 24 to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 5-0. And again, I have received no additional comments from any individual or agency on this application, and that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Fuqua.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Deaver. Gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent CMF Bayside LLC. There are several representatives from the applicant with me, as well as some engineers who worked on this project. I'm not going to call them as witnesses. They're here if you have any questions that they can address. And hopefully I'll be able to keep this very brief. As you well know, Americana Bayside is an approved RPC located on the south side of Route 54. It contains a mixture of residential units, commercial areas, and a public golf course. When that RPC was approved, there were numerous conditions that were placed on the approval. One of the conditions was condition number 24. That was subsequently modified by the County Council in 2010. And that condition is shown on the exhibit that I think Everett handed out. That condition is at the top of that exhibit sheet. The relevant portion of that condition permitted right turn in and right turn out to and from a parcel of land that fronts on the south side of Route 54, as was approved by DLDOT, and that parcel is referred to as Parcel H, and that's this parcel right here. That parcel has been used in the past as a welcome center for the development. The welcome center is being relocated into the development in itself, and this site, which is a part of the approved commercial area of the RPC, is going to be developed for commercial use. As part of the planning of this site, the applicant's engineers performed additional studies and consulted with DLDOT in order to consider a possible left turn in for traffic, basically traveling west on Route 54. And in the record, Lawrence referred to as a letter from DLDOT dated April 1st, 2013, that did approve the left turn in, and it's very short. I'll just read it. It's addressed to Mr. Lank, and it says that the department has reviewed a traffic operational analysis for Americana Bayside Parcel H, which was received on February 6, 2013. The TOA examines a change in configuration of the existing access to the subject property from its current rights-in, rights-out configuration on Delaware Route 54 to a proposed left-in, rights-in, rights-out configuration. After reviewing the TOA, we find that this change is acceptable and the entrance can remain at its existing location. Please find the concept plan of the new entrance configuration enclosed with this letter. So DelDOT basically approved the lefts in. As I said, they prepared a concept plan for the entrance improvements, which basically would represent a left turn lane, islands, and striping to control traffic movement. I put the plot up here just I wanted to show you that despite this parcel itself is also connected to the main road in Americana Bayside, which is Americana Parkway. So anyone leaving here could come out to Americana Parkway, go down to Route 54, and make a left at the light. This also provides access to the site from internally from the development, so people in the development don't have to go out of Route 54. Our specific request is to modify the existing condition, number 24, to permit the left turn in as approved by DelDOT. The only actual change to that condition is the addition of the words left in. So the condition would now read right in, right out, left in. And you can see on the exhibit I gave out, it's merely that highlighted yellow left in, which would be the proposed condition. As Lawrence stated, Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend that you approve this unanimously, and it is a fairly minor change to the condition. And that is everything we have to present, unless you have any questions.
Any questions?
Questions to council?
If not, Mr. Fuqua, you indicated you did have other people, but you were not planning to call them. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, would you come forward and give us your name and address, please?
My name is Joseph Kane. I live in Kennewick Sound, which abuts Americana Bayside. And I do have a concern about the left turn lane. I'd like to look at the drawing if I can show you there. Now, Route 54 at the intersection right here comes down and it's two lanes and then goes into one lane here, okay? And as I understand, the left turn, they're going to be here?
Please, yes.
Yes.
This will remain two lanes here, and then a new left turn lane would be created for queuing.
Okay.
And then this would be the left turn right here. The right in, again, would have an island. The right out would have an island, so traffic exiting can't turn.
So right now, it's sort of like this, and the sidewalk that you have goes along like this. So I assume that what you're going to do is take this section of this section out here that is now growth and things like that, right on the other side of the sidewalk, so that this road here will then go up where the sidewalk is.
Let me have the engineer come up and show.
Sure.
Yes.
If you would come down and state your name. Sure. And
right.
You're asking, is this going to be removed here?
My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB in our Salisbury office.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry. So the question is,
right now there's a sidewalk that goes right about like this.
Right. Okay. So that sidewalk is here.
Yeah. Yes, so that what it appears you're going to do is take the area that is now on the road side of the sidewalk and pave that into this section here?
Correct, because it will be with the right turn lane and then the exit lane,
right.
And then the sidewalk will be extended across the kind of the pork chop island the way DelDOT requires it.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again.
Thank you. I know, Mr. Fuqua, that was a little different procedure where he was asking questions direct, but it seems to resolve the issue, so. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing in this matter, and with the council's pleasure, we could read the short title.
We'll close the public hearing, and if the council is okay, we'll close public comments. And ask you to read short title, please, sir.
Yes, an ordinance to modify condition number 24 imposed on ordinance number 2110 for change of zone number 1694, the application of CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside MRRPC Medium Density Residential District Residential Plan Community to allow revised commercial entrance location left turn as may be approved by DelDOT, tax map ID 5-33-19-16.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt the ordinance. Any question on the motion?
Yeah.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Vote yes, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's all based on DelDOT's approval, and so that I think they're the appropriate agency to make this decision.
Yes.
I vote yes. It appears that it's going to alleviate a safety concern as that property is developed in a commercial fashion.
Wilson.
Vote yes on the recommendations of P&Z, and looks like to me it's an improvement.
I do agree. It does look like it's going to improve the traffic flow getting in there. We're going west for sure, and that's got to be approved by DelDOT anyway. So I agree with the findings, and I agree with recommendations of planning and zoning. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Kill the fly.
Okay. Are you all right there?
Kill the fly. I think we have a representative of the first applicant here.
Okay.
Thanks.
No, he just left. Or no, no.
We have someone here from Rich Lank.
Yep.
First applicant's here.
He took off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why did you say something the first time?
Well, I've been retained since then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And you didn't even have to chase the ambulance?
No. I feel like I'm being chased by the ambulance.
I think it's that way, too.
Okay. The only thing I could really state that there obviously was some misunderstanding. The I think the planning and zoning recommendation pretty much sums up the application. And I don't think there's anything else that could be added by the applicant. He basically is running a business there, and this is a very similar associated activity and shouldn't pose any problems with the restrictions that were imposed by the planning commission.
Are you happy with the hours of operation that we've
Personally, I'm very happy with
it. How about the, and I don't expect you to answer this, tell you the truth, but I'm going to ask you, I guess there's been some concern from some people. There's apparently a lot, extraordinary amount of old tires on this property that need to be cleaned up.
I think that was mentioned at the planning and zoning hearing. I think Mr. Johnson actually asked that, and the applicant indicated that he was in the process of removing those. I think some had been removed, if I remember correctly, Mr. Lang.
That's correct.
And he was well aware that that was something that did have to be taken care of, and he did seem to be making an effort to improve the appearance of the property.
At the insistence of the Office of the State Fire Marshal and the tires, since there was no one that would take those type tires locally, he's having to haul them to Baltimore, Maryland.
I guess the question would be, and you say he is making progress.
Yeah.
Do you feel a need to make that as part of the condition of this approval?
Well, the one condition that we didn't recommend by the commission was that.
Where are you? What letter are you?
Number D, the tires on the site must be enclosed or fenced so that they cannot be seen from roadways or neighboring properties, and that location of those storage areas must be shown on the final site plan.
Okay.
And that's before he gets his permit.
According to
fenced in or whatever, closed. They haven't got to be removed. They can stay there, but they got to be covered so you can't see them.
One way or the other.
He testified in the commission public hearing that the fire marshal insisted that they could not be any closer than 25 feet from the property line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I'm back.
Does your assistant back there have anything he'd like to add?
I think the applicant was too tired to be here.
I was hoping you were the applicant.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close public hearing and close public record. It's okay with council?
Yes.
And I ask you to read the short title, please, sir.
Yes. It is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for used car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 37,500 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 135-14-65, with conditions as shown on page 3 of your packet, and indicated as 6A through G.
Entertain a motion. Motion, Mr. Second. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. To approve change of zone 1731 with conditions as read by Mr. Moore. Any questions on the motion?
No.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote yes, based on planning and zoning's decision and the reasons they gave and with the conditions as stated.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes on the support of the planning zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes, it's an appropriate use, and with the conditions, the concerns will be taken care of.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendation of P&Z that those tires will either be removed or one way or the other before he gets a permit. Okay.
I also agree with the reasons of planning and zoning and their conditions. As far as a good use of the property, obviously, in the commercial area. I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank
great job, Mr. Fuqua.
I'm sure my client would thank you if he were here.
You were retiring.
You got a 2-for-1, didn't you?
On the fly. That's good.
I'll tell you one thing. He had the answers, didn't he?
Okay, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
You got it.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We are now adjourned.